until just recently. But you and I both know, with the bicycle issue discussion I had written about recently to my case manager and Jennifer, to which it was you and your knowledge that this bicycle was indeed in my care for many weeks and was placed stored in the front of my car for at least 2 weeks prior to the garage power washing work that was completed. For in that power washing cleanup of the entire cemented floor space of the garage, it was indeed an observance of your mind and an action of your hands, yes you Daryl Johnson, to remove this bicycle from in front of my car and carry it to the inside hallway and hang it on the storage rack. For indeed you had to carry that bicycle with the wheels off the ground. This because the wheel and chain assembly as just mentioned on this bicycle was intentionally placed dysfunctional by me, the person to whom this bicycle was the subject of being left here inside of my apartment unit and fully dismantled from that visiting guest's abandonment of property and the circumstances involving that. For it was stored in my closet for many weeks prior to its dysfunctional reassembly appearance in front of my car. Who is involved in the pathways of interpersonal connections that brings this person visiting guest here with his bicycle in tow? The answer of course was from the actions of MR. Menina Harris, not by my reaching out to the outside community myself. For that visiting guest was brought here by the independent involvements of others and their separate and apparent hidden agenda activities and actions. These made completely severed from me of both direct and indirect involvements on my part whatsoever. The bicycle and its movements from the initial passing time of abandonment to its interchanging states of assembly and storage placements as a matter of convenience decisions made onto this space by me is the object left over and present to this discussion talking point to the actual conspiracy that is now revealed by circumstances are being presented here truthfully to this story. For which you blame me for my own state of affairs for these things and the car theft and the carrying on and on and on, which indeed are not my fault. This because this is where such faults and judgments for such faults do in fact break their chains of responsibility to what is occurring is actually not by me personally giving permission or consent to other actors involved here to the real underlying happenings invisible to me and outside of my awareness and through my involvement in those moments of time while all of this was occurring to the chaos over control's motives were being planned and tied up here. For future events will show something very very disturbing. We do realize that all here is stated is the truth to the occurrences that actually did in fact happen here, chaos bound time after time after time that was placed into and inside living breathing spaces of this unit's pound 112 spaces by outside actors involved in conspiracy. This was done onto me against my true working knowledge free will. Right? This is fact, Daryl, and you can sit there in your silence or actually attempt to build new faith that we are not overpaving different colors patchworks here onto the ground to which we both are walking to. This harmony is not my goal for sure. For weeks later in my ever-interweaving developments of interpersonal relations attempting to get controls and moral consents in place between Mr. Menina Harris and myself, this event of violence reckoning was put to being video recorded and posted onto my Facebook timeline. This occurred and was posted on May 9th.